The following program contains the opinions of the host, guests, and call-in participants. These do not necessarily represent the views of this show's distributors or sponsors. This program may contain obscene, profane, or otherwise objectionable language. Viewer discretion is advised. Coming to you cordless, everybody. It's Wednesday, January 3rd, 2024. Yeah, you made it 3 days into the new year. And we're still alive, you know? Those of you who don't think God exists, I have proof that God exists. You're living. You're alive. You know, that didn't have to happen. None of this intelligent life shit had to happen anywhere. It didn't. The universe would be perfectly fine without it. So that's my proof that God exists. It's 11:02 p.m. on the west coast, the east coast of the United States, 8:02 on the west coast, 2:02 in the afternoon in Sydney, Australia, and 2 minutes after 10 p.m. What the hell am I talking about? Here in northeast Minneapolis, I'm Jim Peters, and this is another edition of Jim Peters at Night. I think it's show 67. I haven't counted for a few days. I'm just kind of going off the top of my head. I hope you are well. I hope you had a nice day today. I'm just being honest. Not a lot of people watch this live, but I don't care. You should. I just saw this thing on, I read a lot of the trade news for podcasting. Six big trends in podcasting for 2024. Two of them were live programming, live shows, and video. And yeah, that's what we do. So I guess we're ahead of the curve, you know? Okay, so our show tonight is sponsored by Conk News. It is every night. They're a new exclusive sponsor. There's their logo right there. You can go to conk.com. It's the single best conservative news aggregator on the internet, period. I'm not kidding. Check this out. You'll never need to go to any other news source anywhere. It's really amazing. They get news from 75 different sources, and they pump it in every 3 hours. You can go there 5 times a day, and the front page is completely different. Yeah, it's a fantastic news source, and we're happy to be associated with them. That's Conk News at conk.com, C-O-N-K.com. So they're our sponsor, and so we got another announcement here, too. We started this last night. Now, I've been going on. We've been doing this show now for a little over 5 months. Okay, you can call up here. You go to this URL right here, jimandnight.com/call. You push the big button at the top of the screen, and you can call in with your camera, and we take your phone calls. We do that. Now, not a lot of people call in. I've come to the conclusion, and I've talked to a lot of people in the industry, they agree with me, that part of the problem is that people want to be anonymous on the intertube. They do. They want, and they do, and they don't want their face on the screen, because you're all trolling fucking bastards. That's why. And so, you don't want anybody to know who you are. Now, that's part of it. The other part of it is people just reticent to call in general. This is not a problem to this show exclusively, although we are, as of when we started July 31st, according to Talkers Magazine, we're the first, and I think we're still the only talk show in America that takes video phone calls. So that was our kind of claim to fame when we started. They actually ran an article 2 weeks before we opened, because Michael Harrison is a friend of mine. I called him and said, is anyone else doing this? And he said, no, you're going to be the first. Okay, there we go. So, but the thing is, we don't get a lot of calls, okay? So, I've had people bug me about this. As a matter of fact, when Jazz Shaw was on there the first time, for various reasons, when I, influencers, all that sort of stuff, our traffic exploded. And I had people texting me and emailing me, how come you don't read the chat during the show? I'll tell you why I don't read the chat during the show, because the primary reason is we're on 8 different platforms. Now, Spreaker actually does have, they do have a chat, that's right. And I think all 8 of them have their own chats, and I'm not going to look at all 8 of them at once. I'm not even going to look at 2 of them at once, because I'm old, and I'm losing my train of thought, right? Okay, but we have this other telephone number here. See this? 408-458-5088. We've had this since the beginning. You can send me a text message or a voicemail. Leave a voicemail for me 30 seconds at that number, and I will get it. But now, starting yesterday, we're now monitoring. I am now monitoring. I got a monitor right over here. I'm now monitoring this number in real time. So you can send me text message and I will get it immediately. So my impression is that pleases a lot of you. And this is particularly good if we have a guest on live. About half of our guests are live. Half, especially people on the East Coast, don't want to do an interview at 11:30 at night. But about half our guests are live. And you can send a question for the guest. You don't have to call up. I don't have to put you on the screen. We don't have to go through the pleasantries, all that sort of thing, you know, blah, blah, blah. You can just text me a question, and I will ask the guest. So that's the way this is working now. So we're going to, now this is permanent. We're going to do this, you know, every night, and tonight's the second night we're doing it. So, excuse me. And I'm playing with it right now. Okay, very good. Very good. So what else do we got going on here? I'll tell you what we got going on. Well, tonight, we got a special guest. Who's our special guest? Santa. No, I'm not kidding. Santa Claus is coming on. He's coming to town. So Santa was supposed to join us on the show before Christmas, and he couldn't make it. But we decided even before then, we decided, you know, no one follows Santa except 2 weeks of the year. So we're going to check in on Santa every few weeks just to see how he's doing. Or where he's at, you know, whether he's in the Bahamas or something, I don't know, or what he's got going on with the wife or something, you know. We're going to check in with Santa. And tonight, we're going to ask Santa how his big 24-hour run went, you know, about a week, 10 days ago. And we'll find out, because Santa will answer your questions. And you can send questions to Santa at 408-458-5088. And you can remember that number. It's the easiest number to remember on the planet. And, you know, maybe even put it in your contact list. I don't know. That's tonight. Tomorrow, Jeff Meyer from Calling News is here. We started this on the first, on Monday, this last Monday. Calling News now sponsors the show. And so Jeff is coming on once a month, the first week of the month. He's going to come on to talk about the news. He's the CEO and publisher of that whole outfit. He owns it. And then also, about around the middle of the month, he's part of what we're calling the dynamic duo. That's him and Jennifer Oliver O'Connell from redstate.com. That two of them together come on, and they got a shtick going, so that's their thing. So yeah, so when he comes on, he's doing a solo shtick on Thursday. This coming Monday, no show. We don't have a show. All right, here's the reason. I know this is gonna sound lame. I don't care. You know, really, I don't care. I gotta go to the doctor. So and you think, well, you know, big freaking deal. You know, but the thing is, here's the deal. You know, I got a heart condition. They regularly pump me full of drugs, and sometimes I have an adverse reaction to those drugs, and it makes me sleepy, or I just end up spending 24 hours in bed, and I don't even want to deal with it. I'm not even going to say, well, maybe I might be okay, and I might not, and I don't care. So we're just going to take the night off. That's it. Tuesday of next week, it's Monologue Tuesday. Now, here's another thing we announced on the first of the month, too. We are no longer booking guests the first day of the week. That's usually Monday. Now, this week, we had a special show on Monday to announce our new sponsorship and all these other stuff we did. And besides, it was New Year's Day, so it was a holiday, but we still did a show. So yesterday, I did Monologue Tuesday. Now, it's normally going to be Monologue Monday. And that means in the process of doing this, what I learned is that I just assumed we would take Thursdays and pretty much make it a call-in show only, and that we wouldn't book a guest. But it turns out a lot of the guests asked to come on Thursday. It's very convenient for them. So, and also, you know, we take a three-day weekend here, and sometimes because of whatever's going on, a holiday or whatever it's for, and just shitload of news backs up, and so I have the first day of the week, I have an enormous amount of stuff to talk about. And I kind of like doing monologue shows. I like everything. So it's kind of mix it up a little bit. So the first show of every week, usually Mondays, but next week Tuesdays, because we're taking Monday off, is I do solo. I go solo, and we talk about there's a lot of news. I end up, you know, my problem is I have a rhythm or a routine of how I collect news for this program, and I've been doing this now, including the programs I used to. I was the former editor-in-chief of Kong News, and we did podcasts and radio shows there galore, and I have a kind of a rhythm I get into and a routine, and I can't get out of it. So on Saturday, I'm still searching for stories. I mean, I pretty much just get up, and the first thing I do is grab my phone, and even on my phone, I have a little kind of, I don't want to explain it. You don't want to know. I collect stories. So the thing is, by the time Monday comes, even though I'm not even like working on the weekends, I've already collected so many stories, I don't even know what to do with them. So, I mean, you'd be surprised. We only discuss here, I mean, even tonight, we only discuss about half of the stuff that's on the outline. That's all we ever kind of make it through. And I kind of edit the outline as we go, because sometimes I'm on a tangent or something, and I realize something's not going to fit or whatever. Anyway, you don't want to know any of this shit, do you? You don't want to know how we put the show together. You just want to sit back and enjoy it. Look at that guy. I'm in my bed, and he's not. He's yakking at me. Yeah, okay. That's fine. But anyway, so that's the point. Next Tuesday, it's Monologue Tuesday, normally Monologue Monday. So Wednesday, we got Murray Sabrin, the economist, coming on. Man, we got a shitload of questions for him. It's like, so he's been predicting for the last 2 years now, very publicly, not just here on the show, but at Forbes. He's been on television shows. He's been predicting that we are going to have a major recession before Election Day next year, 2024. He thought it was going to be in 2023, but it did not show up. But anyway, his prediction's always been by the end of 2024, we would have a major recession. And it's astonishing now in the economic community, the people who either agree with him or disagree with him. It's really, really become stark now. There's people who say this, you know, they call it a soft landing, that we're going to have a soft landing, everything's going to be fine. And then there's people, a guy named Harry Dean, who says, a very famous economist, and he says, no, we're actually going to have the biggest depression in the history of this country. So I got to talk to him about this, because the camps are starting to. I got a good friend of mine in finance, and he thinks it's bullshit. He says we're going to have a soft landing. It's all working out, you know. So I don't know. And then they go, you know, we can talk about Bidenomics too. Let me tell you about Bidenomics. They don't have the clue what the fuck they're doing. I'm predicting, and I'm going to be interested to see what Murray says about this too. I am not an economist, although I've studied it a little bit. I think the economy will get better during the course of 2024, which of course will lend to Biden's election chances. It will. But the thing is, if you think that's happening because they know what they're doing, you're nuts. They don't have a clue what they're doing. And then a friend of mine said a couple of years ago, I remember he said, and he's right about this. He said, well, you know, the president doesn't really have any effect really on the economy. And the thing is, he's right. But the reason is because hardly any presidents know how the fuck to do it. I've said this, that since Reagan, in the last 40 years, the only two presidents that knew how to play the economy were Clinton and Trump. That's it. Nobody else knew how to do it. So the economy might get better. It has nothing to do with what Biden did or didn't do. Biden's not doing anything, absolutely nothing. But it might improve. And we had, you know, if you had money in the stock market in 2023, you had a huge, huge year. I mean, it was pretty damn amazing. The Dow was up 24%. NASDAQ, I think, was up 42% or something like that. I mean, it was really amazing for 1 year gains. So, but the thing is, if you go to the grocery store, and I go to the grocery store, everything's still expensive as hell. The prices are still going up. Still, I was shopping just yesterday. What is it that I saw? I mean, since in 1 year, basically most of the stuff I buy at the grocery store increased like 50%, and I'm not joking. And if you shop, you know I'm telling the truth. You know that. It's unbelievable. And there doesn't seem to be any end in sight. So, you know, yeah, so there's two different ways of looking at the economy going well, you know. So, I don't know. Anyway, he's coming on, and that's Murray Sabrin. He's a regular guest on the show. He's been a regular guest on my radio shows and podcasts for now 3-4 years. I like to bring him on every couple months. He gives us a scoop on what's going on. Thursday, Jazz Shaw, the weekend editor at HotAir.com, is going to be coming on. And we love Jazz because I've always called him, he's a brother, my brother from another mother, because him and I are the only two people in America of the same beat as reporters. This is not a news show, but I just bear with me here. And that is, we both, our beats are both conservative news analysis and UFOs. And that's his beef. He, you know, Hot Air is a Salem media property, property. Jesus, Jim. And he's the UFO guy. He's the go-to UFO guy for the entire Salem Media Network. So he knows way more about this than I do, and I know a lot. So he's really plugged in. So we always love to have him. We have a wonderful conversation. We'll start talking about stuff going on in conservative media and politics, and we will end talking about the stupid UFOs and the stupid little aliens. So, and they're not stupid because they're way more smart than we are, or smarter, or whatever you want to put it. All right, that's what we got going on here. So I got an email from a longtime caller, David, in San Francisco today. He said, Jim, he watched the show last night, apparently, where I was talking about Claudine Gay, the president of Harvard, stepping down. I did mention the fact, which got lost in most of the media, about the fact that she's keeping her faculty position there. But what I didn't know, which was in the news this morning, and he wrote me to remind me of this, but he didn't have to. I was already on top of it. And that is, she's keeping most of her salary from being the president of Harvard. Her salary was $1.6 million a year, and her new salary is just shy of $1 million. Now, you tell me, I don't think there's any other professor, faculty member at Harvard who gets $1 million salary for teaching. I don't think so. So she's coming out of this just fucking great, you know? It's like, talk about, that's a soft landing, ladies and germs. There you go, right there, you know? And my God, it's like the left media, the leftist media has just, they've said that what happened here is that conservative media weaponized her plagiarism charges. But no one contests them. She's a plagiarist. She's, like I said last night, she's a serial plagiarist. This woman has no business not even teaching at Harvard, let alone running it. And I said this before, a student who did what she's done would be kicked out of school in 15 minutes. It's unbelievable. You talk about hypocrisy. This woman, everyone on the right media, the conservative media, likes to say, well, she checked all the boxes. She was a diversity hire, and maybe that's true, but all I know is that she's a serial plagiarizer. That's all I know. So she was not qualified for this job in the first place, and the fact that somebody in the conservative media figured out that she did all this plagiarizing, I mean, they already knew a little bit of it, but a lot of it just got uncovered recently since she did this stupid thing in Congress. And then on the other hand, too, like, and somebody pointed this out, is what's gotten lost in all this, and even I've gotten lost in it because I said this last night. I said the fact that, you know, the anti-Semitism charges were really severe, and they're terrible. But as far as actually getting kicked out from a position, the plagiarism's actually worse. You can't have a president of a university being a serial plagiarist. You just can't. You know, I'm not trying to belabor this diminish this in any way, but I could make an argument that she could talk her way around the anti-Semitism stuff. But now here's what we got now. So she's now not the president anymore, and you still got anti-Semitism running rampant on campus. I mean, there's a whole bunch of students who think they want to kill Jewish people. It's hilarious. It's sad. It'd be hilarious if it wasn't so sad. I mean, it's just, you know, and now in a few minutes, Santa's going to come on. what am I running here? All right, let me tell you something else, too. I'm completely changing the subject because this train wreck just may remind me of this. This morning, I'm in my bathroom. I'm brushing my teeth, and I actually looked at my girth. I am so fucking fat, and it's so depressing. at 68. I spent the majority of my life rail thin. And, okay, maybe I overate in my 40s. Maybe I did, and a lot of people do. But I got a pretty good diet now. I don't. Doesn't seem to matter. When I was 25 years old, I could lose 20 pounds in only 2 weeks. Now, I can't lose weight worth shit. It doesn't matter what I do. Honest to God, before we were waiting for the countdown here, I was looking at the Sonobello website. I just want to go in and have them cut the fucking thing off. It's like, and I might do that too. It's really, really depressing. I don't know if you guys know this. If you eat 200 calories extra every day, which is about the size of half a Snickers bar, just 200 calories, if you eat more, 200 calories more every day than you need, you'll gain 10 pounds in a year. Now, if you're 68 years old, is it any wonder that everyone in America is fat? No, no excuse for the kids. But, I've been on the planet 68 years, and I've been an adult for about 40, 45, 50 years. And, Jesus, it's terrible. I watched Jimmy Fallon's special on Fox Nation, his comedy special, and he's going on. And I got the same thing. I got the same thing in my craw about this, too, about fat kids. When I was growing up, there's every class had one fat kid in it. That was it. And he got teased mercilessly. I mean, we were terrible to this child. Awful, awful. But he was the only one. Nobody was fat. Now, I think, did he mention this or did I read this? That 40% of all kids under the age of 18 are now considered obese. Almost half of them. They're fat. You know why? They don't move around. And also, they're looking for the nearest safe space where they can go hide. It's like, Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Okay, so the debt figures came out today. Over the last weekend, the United States of America cracked $34 trillion in total debt. Here's the real amazing thing. Per person, it comes out, it cracked $100,000. It's now $101,000 for every man, woman, and child living in America. And it's $264,000 for every federal taxpayer. That's what we need to pay back to pay our debts as a country. Every person who pays taxes has to pay $264,000 extra. This is kind of like the Austin Powers thing with Dr. Evil. And I said this before about when we did the interview with Patrick Moore, and it actually happened when we interviewed Mark Morano a couple of weeks ago. It happened again. We got flagged by YouTube. But the week after that, the week after the interview with Moore, we get flagged for that, and then the UN, the United Nations, puts on their website, they say we can solve the climate problem for only $75 trillion. Sure, of course, now. Our special guest is here. He's already here. I can see him in the green room. So we're gonna run. Oh man, I'm supposed to do a commercial. What am I talking about? Okay, I'm gonna do a commercial. All right, Santa, hold on a second. I'm gonna do a commercial. I gotta do a commercial. So we are now sponsored by Conk News. Hold on. What the hell? What's going on? It doesn't work. Shit. There it is. There we got it. Oh, my God. Little technical problem there. That's the front page of Conk News. Now, I'm going to scroll through this. I want you to see this. All of these news articles and all these photos come from 75 different news sources, and Conk News did not mess with either the headlines or the pictures at all. So the headlines that are here, like this is from hot, this one, oh, you can't see my, what am I, this is terrible, you can't see my cursor. Like, for example, on the top left corner, it says earthquake, nuclear, bad news. That's from hotair.com. The reason I know that is because their little logo in the corner there. And that's exactly what the headline is on the article at hotair.com. That's the headline. So the same with these photos. These photos all come from those articles. They're not put in by any sort of like, you know, AI algorithm or anything. They're actually from the article. So you, when you go, like the one in the middle here says, first release of unsealed Jeffrey Epstein documents, Bill Clinton's a key person. That photo is from that article. Got that? So the thing is, I mean, this is a fantastic news source. There's 75 different news sources they get these articles from, and their computers or servers fetch them every 3 hours. So you can come back and 6 hours later and the whole thing looks completely different. The only bad thing about this is that if you decide you can't put anything off to look at it later. You say, well, I'll come back and I'll look at that. But if you come back, it might be gone. That's the only bad thing about it. But that's the only bad thing. This is a fantastic news source. If you're a news junkie, you love this. This is at CONK.com. So check that out, would you? All right, so we got that, and I'm going to do the little bumper music thing here, and then we're going to put our special guest on. Here we go. It's Santa Claus! Hey, Santa! How you doing? Hello.
Jimmy, okay, Jimmy.
Hello. Are you okay?
You hear me okay, Jimmy?
Yeah, I can hear you, yeah. Okay? I can hear you, yeah.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me? How are you? What are you drinking?
Oh, I'm fine. Yeah, Jimmy,
all right, I got a question for you, Santa. Oh my God, what's going on here?
Yeah.
We're losing the picture, but that's fine. I got a question for you, Santa. How did your run go 10 days ago? Santa? Oh man, we got technical problems. Holy shit.
It's the most stressful time of year. You know, you get your work and it's a deadline. It's the biggest deadline. The boss is going to come down. It is so much more relaxing now. It is when you have just a little time on your hands to, you know, do what you want to do and relax. Because, you know, the next orders don't come in until about November. That's when the kids sit on the laps again.
Yeah, but Santa, so, aren't you the boss?
Work right now, but you don't. We don't know what to make yet because the kids haven't said what they're not sending in. They're not. There's no Christmas cards coming to the North Pole at like February. Nobody's writing to Santa again, so we're just kind of sitting around, you know.
Uh huh. Yeah. Do you go anywhere on vacation?
Yeah. Usually when we go around, it's the religious places that we go because. You don't want to be recognized as Santa. Oh, there's Santa across the street. He's getting a coffee at Starbucks. You want to kind of fit in and be inconvenient.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe we go to Greenland. Maybe we go over there for a little bit. Maybe we just kind of go to Alaska or someplace cold. But usually I just shave all this off right away. It's shaved right now. I just, you know, appearances and everything, kind of having this.
Yeah, and what are you drinking, may I ask?
This is called a White Russian.
Okay.
Very delicious.
Yeah, it is. I've had them.
You know, you can't really have it. It's a little kick with the eggnog.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Oh, how are you?
I want to ask you something.
Yeah, bro. Okay.
What did you get for Christmas?
Yeah, go ahead.
What you got for Christmas?
What did I get for Christmas? I got a blank notebook I got a blank notebook that said, "Times I Was Right and Nobody Listened to Me." That was a headline on it.
Yeah, I like that one. That's a good one.
Yeah. My wife has a good sense of humor. Yeah. Are you okay?
Just a little time. Yeah, every once in a while, I pick up a little cough because you're going through thousands of houses with a dash cam and Donkey and Cue Ball and Blitzkrieg and all them.
Yeah.
And you have to go through all these houses and they're given stuff that they, you know, they make it with their hands and stuff. I don't know what they wash their hands. There's all these cookies and you're eating God knows what. And so I'm going to eat it. I mean, I'm staring at it right there. It's sugar. I do not eat it. It's like a really nice thing to do. So
do people leave as much?
I may have picked up a few thousand viruses.
Do people leave as many cookies as they used to?
Well, here's what they're trying to do. It's cookies. It's the milk.
Oh.
It's silk. What's silk? I don't know what that is. It's like a soy milk. If you can't, if there's no little, Jimmy, if there's no little teat on the peanut, that's not milk. That's just something else you call it milk. You have a little, something you squeeze.
No, I know.
That little thing.
I agree. It's not milk.
Come out, or else it's not milk.
Yeah, it's not milk.
They give you silk, and that's automatic. Cool. They give you like chocolate milk, but you don't know if it's a skim kind because that's not really good either. Because you want the full kind of chocolate milk.
Yeah.
It's not the cookies. It's the milk. They're changing everything up with the milk.
I'm assuming this is kind of a you know, trade secret. But how do you deliver all those packages in such a short period of time?
No.
Did the White Russia go down the wrong way?
Let me tell you something about trade secrets, because when I was starting my business as delivering presents Santa Claus, it's a trade secret that he can really share. It kind of classifies it like the Coke secret recipe.
Uh-huh.
Coke, who invented how to look jolly and everything, right? It's the trade secret. So I can't tell you how I go around the planet in just, you know, one night. I will tell you this. If you look at all the Christian names.
Hold on, I'm losing you. What did you say?
Not a lot of.
You got to repeat that. Santa, we're losing you.
You skip over a lot of things, going right to the houses that really want it. You know, a lot of Europe, a lot of America, we can skip over a lot of Asia, right? Honestly. I'm being honest.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of presence, I think. Africa, wherever the colonization was, you know, over here, Congo, I think, some of that, and down here. But generally speaking, no.
Yeah. Right.
I can't really tell you how I do it.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right. I understand. So what do you do like here in Jan? Okay. If you're not getting orders till like November, what are you going to do in January, February, March? How do you occupy your time?
Well, me and the elves, we spent the first week at Disneyland and Disney World, and then we're going to hit kind of all the different circuits, because we all have to take vacation on the same time, because it's now through June, I think, we get a half year off. People think we just work the whole time. We don't. We have like half year off. It's great, because, again, we don't know what we're making. A long time ago, we started it. We were making stuff, all these toys, and it came around time for delivery, but half the things sat in warehouses because people didn't know what they were asking for. So we had to kind of rethink our whole supply chain development.
Hey, Santa, what's the deal? This has been, are you married? Is there a Mrs. Claus? What's that, vodka?
So there is Mrs. Claus.
Oh, hold it. You dropped out there. You have to repeat, please. What was the answer?
Oh, yeah. There is a Mrs. Claus.
Uh-huh.
And you know, the elves, you know, it's, you know, elves. You got elves all over. I mean, like young sprite elves and stuff. And
oh my god. Yeah.
Maybe a couple of the box.
I guess. Yeah, I know. I guess I know. I don't know.
The best time, because we're all just kind of celebrating a fantastic year and a success.
You dropped out again.
We're going to make the circuit around different places.
Uh-huh.
I think I should visit you during the summer though, and tell you about how the summer's going as well.
Well, you know we're gonna check back with you. You know that. I mean, at least once a quarter, if not sooner. So, I mean, I actually did the math on my fat little
Yeah,
fingers. And
no, I'll shave a little bit more. And you can see me off.
no, that's right. You look good, man. You don't have to worry about that.
Is my connection off? Because I am kind of north. I don't know, man. It's been like a 3 day bend. I'm just, if that North Pole's really ready to go, I'm sad.
Yeah. Hey, I got one more question this time.
ABCD or G. You already tell you what my favorite. Oh yeah.
No, what are you gonna say? There's
My favorite songs are Here Comes Santa Claus. Santa Claus is coming to town. Those are the ones I like.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. All right, one last question. Do you ever just take the sleigh out for a ride, when you're not delivering packages? You're just taking out?
All the time, all the time. Yeah, and that's where the whole Mrs. Claus thing comes in. What are you doing? So,
Oh, Jesus.
my sleigh. My sleigh, and I do it without the Santa Claus, Mrs. Claus stuff. So whenever I get a chance, I ride the sleigh.
Well, look, thanks
It's a good
for
thing.
calling in, and we're gonna check back with you maybe in late February, early March, see how things are going, see what you're doing. 'Cause my thing
Oh,
is
we're gonna be so bored.
you will yeah?
Yeah.
Time to take a vacation or something?
Time to check in.
Say again?
I said.
Oh, we got a bad connection here. Hey, your sound, Santa, your sound has dropped out, so I think it might be a good time to end. So we can't hear you. So
Bye.
yeah, take care of yourself. We'll talk to you. Thank you. Thanks. Santa. I forgot to ask him. I'm assuming he's at the North Pole. I assume that. I should have asked him. Sorry about that. Yeah, Santa. That's Santa. We're gonna check in with Santa. Like he said, he likes to go to Greenland and maybe party with the elves or something. What the hell? Okay. All right. Fine. So yeah. So I got a few more things here. Now you can text us at 408-458-5088 or call in now at jimandnight.com/call. You can do either one of those things. I was hoping maybe somebody would have some questions for Santa, but nobody did. I don't think anyway. No one did. So, God, I got a mess here. So usually, this part three of the show, third block, we usually talk about like paranormal stuff or UFO stuff. But I don't know if you saw this. This was from the news. Matter of fact, this was in Breitbart of all places, and that is an ecosexual woman claims she is in an erotic relationship with a tree. I just thought you'd want to know that. I don't exactly know how you do that. I've heard of people who supposedly have erotic relationships with their cars, and I don't understand how they do that either. So I don't know. This is like, I'm sure that's another gender identity thing. The 137 boxes you can check in San Francisco what your gender is. I don't know if there's a name for it. It's like tree hugger. Oh, Jesus. Who would have thought, And this was an article that was in Barrett News Media. And that is, here's the headline. Like it or not, TikTok is the future of news television. I alluded to this when we started the show tonight about the fact that I was, these 2023 compilation and 2024 prediction lists. A lot of, have you been on TikTok? It's a fucking mess. I mean, it's like when I worked at Calling News, this is about maybe 2 years ago. Jeff Meyer, who was my superior, my boss, and he said, "Jim, see if we should get on TikTok." I said, "Okay, I'll check that out." Now, What I didn't know then is that you can look at TikTok. Well, that was brand new then. You can look at TikTok on your desktop web browser. You can. But to actually sign up for an account, you have to download the TikTok app onto your phone. That's the only way you can actually sign up. And of course, I did that even knowing, you know, that my phone's not probably permanently infected by Chinese shit, you know. But the real amazing thing is I got on TikTok and I was just, I was appalled. It's like, this qualifies as entertainment? I mean, you know, I swear to God, you know, here's the deal. I've talked about this before. When I was young, we were, as a generation, stupid as fuck. We were stupid as fuck. There's just no getting around it. It was stupid, stupid, stupid. These kids are way more stupid than we were. Now, is that because of social media? Is social media making them stupid? I mean, you know, like my wife constantly saying, you're just an old curmudgeon. She says every generation bitches about the generation that comes up afterwards. But this is legitimately different. For the first time in like millennia, you know, I suppose, you know, yeah, every generation is bitch about the one that's coming up. But first of all, I got empirical evidence. Test scores have been going down through the floor for 30 years. And they're, I mean, in what it was about 10, 15, 12 years ago, they changed the SAT scoring to make it look like the kids were doing better than they really were. The score still went down. They still went down. No, these kids are really, really stupid. And we were stupid. And that does not bid well for the democracy. It doesn't. It's like, you know, I mean, Jesus. I mean, you know, America barely survived the Summer of Love. I'm talking about the one in 1968, not the one 4 years ago. That's, yeah. We barely survived it. And now we have a whole generation of kids who are just absolutely mindless. I'm on TikTok and I don't understand that anybody thinks this qualifies as entertainment. It's stupid and boring, you know? And so this guy, he says the thing is, you know, but still TikTok's going to be the new news television. And I know what he's getting at about the fact that everybody, all these kids get their news from TikTok. And also, I did not know this, but every single major news outlet in America, with the notable exception, God bless them, of Fox News, is on TikTok. Fox News is not. Now, I'm not even on social media. You know, our show is everywhere. The show is on all sorts of social media. I personally am not. I don't post anywhere. I don't have any accounts anymore anywhere. I used to. I used to be quite involved in social media like 10 years ago. And I woke up one day, this literally happened. I just woke up one day and said, you know, this is a fucking waste of time. And I stopped, you know, and so I still have an account on Facebook. I haven't logged in years. The other thing about that, and I've mentioned this before, have you ever tried to close an account on Facebook? It's fucking impossible. They make it impossible. You can quote unquote suspend it. You can do that. They'll let you do that. But to actually close it, no, because they want to count you as a member. You know, they got what, 2 billion members. I think they actually do. I think they have 2 billion members on Facebook. One quarter of the entire planet is on Facebook, or has a Facebook account anyway. And that seems to be going away kind of very quickly. I mean, the younger generations have done a, Facebook is now an old person platform, and I predicted this 30 years ago, when social media was just up and coming, when I had something to actually do with the development of it, which I don't like to talk about, but that it was going to basically be like nightclubs. Does anybody remember MySpace? Do you remember that? Well, right now, Mark Zuckerberg is one of the richest people in the world, and I don't think that's going to be forever. I don't. At some point, people will lose interest in Facebook. I don't know if that's going to happen soon, but I would guess in 20 years from now, and you know, here's the deal: you can say the same thing on MySpace. MySpace is still around. You can go to MySpace.com and you can see it, but it has no relevance to anything anymore. I mean, it's not. Nobody pays any attention to it, and it does not have particularly a large amount of traffic either. but it's still there. So Facebook might still be there, and people might even still be using it. But whether 2 billion people are using it every damn day? No, probably not. So it is hard to quantify what failure would be. That's my point. But they're saying, you know, the thing with TikTok is everything is these short little videos. They're basically 30 seconds or less, and they're vertically aligned. And you say, and you know, and I want it to go away. All this is doing is making everybody who watches it stupid. And you think that the Chinese don't let their own kids on our version of TikTok? They don't. You know why? Because it's too dumb for them. That's why. It's like, you know, I was talking last night. I made a mention last night about the fact that these guys, there's in an American military submarine, a naval submarine, and I can't remember where they were. It's the USS Hampton. I remember that. That's the name of the submarine. They say they were passed underwater by something going 700 miles an hour. Now, nothing, I don't think there's anything on the entire planet that goes faster. Missiles underwater only go about 120 miles an hour. And submarines, I think the fastest one is 50, and usually about 40. This thing broke the speed of sound underwater. You know, and so, you know, what I mentioned is that China, they have these hypersonic missiles now. These are not underwater. These are, you know, through the air. And where did they get that technology? Well, they got the technology from us. They stole it. But then they built the missiles faster than we could build them. They stole our technology and beat us to the punch. It's fucking unbelievable. But you know what's really unbelievable? It just shows how stupid and bad our bureaucracy is. I mean, really, they don't have, there's not an original idea in that entire country. They aren't bred as humans to think of original stuff. That's kind of, it's not even so much that it's verboten, it's just their society does not encourage that or cultivate that at all. So they steal our technology. I mean, they've been doing this for years, but now they're stealing our technology and then still beating us to the actual execution. Because we are so busy navel-gazing and trying to decide what our pronouns are that we can't get anything done. I have a friend of mine whose brother works for NASA. I don't actually know the brother very well, but his brother is a really good friend of mine. And he has said, point blank, he said, you know, we couldn't go to the moon. We couldn't do Apollo 11 anymore. We couldn't do the Apollo program because this place is so mired in bureaucracy, we couldn't get our shit together to do it. You know, and they're talking about going to Mars. Well, you know, why is it going to take 7 years? It's going to take 7 years because they can't get their shit together to do it. That's the reason. I mean, let's be perfectly blunt, you know. And so, you know, TikTok is supposedly going to replace television news, and I hate to say it, it might. Tucker Carlson has been going on and on about this, but I have too, and I have another story here that kind of relates to this, and that's, hold on just a second, I got to find it, about the fact that, it's about the fact that John Nolte wrote a column on Breitbart talking about the fact that the rise in the cancellation of streaming services actually bodes well because it's competition. And his point is people are canceling, you know, they've been canceling cable for years and now they're canceling streaming services too, but that's because there's so much ample competition. You can get pretty much anything you want almost anywhere, you know. I mean, other than Netflix, which seems to stand alone. They were first, they were best, and they're biggest. They seem to be above the fray here. Everybody else, you know, a lot of people, what's called a binge purge or binge churn, and that is they will sign up for a streaming service like Disney Plus, and they'll watch it for 2 months and then cancel it. They'll watch everything they want to watch and they'll cancel it. You know, people do this. So, and of course he's gone on about the fact, and I have gone on about the fact forever that, cable's basically on its last leg because the thing is with your cable subscription or the equivalent, like I have Hulu Live TV, you know, which was now $90 a month. Believe it or not, they rose it from $70 to $90, and I'm in the process of replacing it, but I'm not gonna. We won't talk about that right now. You get so you know you that's like that's what I call a cable equivalent. It's basically an internet service, but you get cable television channels on it. What's called what they call linear TV. So the thing is, but what you have to understand is that with that $90 that I pay to Hulu, a whole chunk of that money, the majority of it goes to the 90 or so some cable channels that are on my system. So every cable channel gets paid a certain amount of money per provider every month out of your contribution, your wonderful voluntary contribution to their bottom line. So CNN, I can't tell you this. So this is another thing I got here too, and that is, so the ratings, cable ratings came in for the year, you know, of course, like, you know, literally yesterday, because the year only ended a few days ago. So not only is Fox News the number one cable news channel in America, it is for the eighth year in a row, it's a number one cable channel, period. And number two is ESPN, and this is actually pretty cool, good for them. Number three is MSNBC. Now, their ratings aren't anywhere close to Fox's, but they rose a lot over the last 12 months. What didn't rise is CNN, whose their highest-rated show is the 29th most popular show on cable television. CNN as a channel regularly gets beaten by HGTV, Hallmark, TLC. I mean, it's like they got nothing going on. Nobody's watching this. Nobody. But they make a shitload of money. They make well over $1 billion a year because they were the very first dedicated cable channel, 1980. They have a huge legacy, you know, history. They've been around forever. They were up until about 10 years ago. They were the go-to news source for most people in America. They aren't anymore. Now, as a matter of fact, a survey came out just a couple days ago, said that now Fox News is now the go-to news source for most people in America. Now, there's a lot of different news sources. It's not that Fox News doesn't have over 50% of the populace, but they are number one when people say what their go-to news source is. They're number one on that list. So, but because of that, CNN is on virtually every cable system in the country, and there's about over 100 million people who subscribe to cable service. And if CNN, this is a reasonable figure, is actually, I think they get about $1.50 per subscriber per month. Well, that's $150 million a month. That's before they do anything. That has nothing. If you don't watch CNN ever, you're still paying them $1.50 a month just because they're in your cable system. And that's the problem with cable television. Matter of fact, John Nolte actually had a really interesting take on this. He said it's the socialism version of TV because whether you like it or not, you're supporting all these channels, even if you don't watch them. You know, whereas streaming, and this is an analogy, is more like capitalism because if you don't like your streaming service, you just cancel it. You know, you pay them because you like it, and you don't pay them if you don't, you know. But that's not what happens on cable TV. At any rate, it's a real fascinating thing, and I understand what the guy who wrote the article on TikTok is getting at. I do understand what that is, but still, I don't know. It's like, anyway, I got a little diverted here. It was Tucker Carlson who's brought up. He has also talked about the death. He says that all these cable news outlets, basically, they're going to die. And he's right. I don't know how fast they're going to die. I mean, at some point, Fox News will put the actual Fox News channel in Fox Nation so that you can buy Fox, you can pay for Fox Nation and you don't have to pay for cable to watch Fox News. That will happen. I know. I can't predict when. I'm guessing easily within the next 10 years and probably within the next 5, you know. So, I mean, you can play this game, too. When is the last, or what year will the New York Times finally stop publishing a pulp a paper version of the newspaper. You know, I don't know. I'm guessing that might go another 50 years. That might, although it'll be completely dwindle out at the end. But I don't know. It's the future, man. We're predicting the future. That's where, and you know, the future is hard to predict because it's the future. Or what was it? A Yogi Berra thing? I can't remember what he said. I can't remember. Anyway, I'm wrapping this up. We're done here. So I want to thank Santa. We had a little bit of technical problems there, but that was pretty cool. Hold on. I better do this, otherwise I'm gonna screw this all up. Tomorrow, Jeff Meyer comes on from Collett News, and we'll talk about the news. You know, he references this regularly, that when he first started coming on here, people started telling him he was depressing. And now I'm getting the same complaint. I had a friend of mine watch the show last night. He said, "You know, the show's depressing. You know, you gotta get some comedy on there or something." Well, I don't know what I don't know. I don't think Santa counted for breaking news, so. But anyway, Jeff Meyer tomorrow, and then I want to remind you, no show on Monday. We're not doing a show on Monday. So I want to thank Conk News. They're at conk.com, CONK.com, the best news aggregator on the internet, period. Check that out if you get a chance. I want to thank Santa for coming on. I want to thank you for watching. Thank you very much. We busted, during the Christmas break, we busted 1,000 followers on Rumble. And all right, that's not a lot, but it is for 5 months. We've only been doing this 5 months. This is only the 66th or 67th show. I can't remember. So, you know, these guys who have been doing it, who have, like, you know, 300,000, 400,000, 1 million followers. I mean, it's unbelievable the number of shows they've done. I just, you know, Ben Shapiro, like, what is it, 39, 22 or something like that? I don't know. Anyway, thank you for watching. Really appreciate it. Good night, Esperanza. Good night, Uncle Donnie. And good night to you, wherever you are. We'll see you tomorrow night.